Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, happy hump day. Steve Miggs, we've learned this morning that I'm closer to becoming a soccer mom now than I ever have been.
Oh, we're going right into it, baby.
Not because my child is playing soccer, because he's not, and he's... We're not doing that. But because we were shopping for minivans this morning, you and I apparently like the new Kia minivan.
Danny just realized he was working with two soccer moms because you were mentioning how you have to go in to get your Kia maintenance. And yes. I was like, oh, that's too crazy. I got to go also. I was like, by the way, have you seen the Kia minivan? Because my wife's cousin is driving one as a loner. And she showed up to ballet class last night. And we were all just like... to surrounded this minivan like, you know, it kind of looks like an SUV. If it was in black, I think I'd rock this
thing. It looks exactly like an SUV. And then Danny was shaming us for being soccer moms, but...
Well, Danny did his due diligence and did the research, looked at it online, and had this to say.
It's a minivan, guys.
It looks just like a minivan.
Oh, well, just sitting here listening, I was not involved in this conversation, just so everyone knows. They were raving about this thing, and I'm like, what are they talking about? So I look it up, and... No, it's a minivan.
Years ago, Brad had one as like a rental or something like that. It was a Honda minivan. And I was like, I love this vehicle. But we have no business having a minivan at this point.
I thought of the ultimate marketing plan. They could call it the Kia, what is it? The Kia
Carnival.
MVP Carnival.
The Kia MVP Carnival. Not your soccer mom's minivan.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it going to be playing Creed when you pick it up?
Yes!
With doors wide open.
I regret that saying that.
Danny, if you're lucky, we'll let you ride in it.
Oh, God.
Let's inform the rockaholics.
But not shotgun.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Kia Minivans. And Patrick Palace. Palace Law, shout out to Palace Law for providing us the DMD. Today, I would say that today's National Real ID Day, because today's the day that you need to have it if you plan on traveling. So if you're going to be getting to the airport and you didn't get yourself a real ID, you know, there's a bunch of different documents you could bring to kind of prove who you are, of course. But they did recommend showing up 3 hours
Yikes.
Early. Although I got to imagine, if you're traveling and you knew you were traveling, I'd hope that you went and got the real ID or the enhanced ID just to make sure you're good to go. But that's what's happening. But last night in Sacramento, your Seattle Mariners were down 3-2 in the ninth. I'm like, oh, here we go. They're about to screw up this first place dominance that they've had, and they're going to be tied for first with the Sacramento A's. But then Cal Raleigh gets to the bat. He's pinch hitting, so he didn't even play in the game. Bases are loaded. And he once again does something that makes us realize it was really smart for them to sign him for several years.
hit. Polanco on his way home. This ties the game. Julio sprints to the plate. He scores standing. Cal Raleigh, a pinch hit go-ahead. Two-run single has put the Mariners in front in the ninth inning.
They end up winning 5-3. And speaking of Julio, you know, yesterday I think it was, they were like, hey, when's the bat going to come alive for Julio? It did last night, man. He went 3-for-4, had a solo home run as well, and the Mariners have improved to 17-6 since April 9th, which is the best record in Major League Baseball over that stretch. And more importantly, by beating the A's, they're now two games up in first place. Your Seattle Mariners, still red hot.
Let's go, oh,
they
M's.
They play today at 12:30.
Awesome. Tutabella. You familiar? Tutabella. Have you been there?
I've heard of the place. I've never been there.
They've got like 7 locations in this area. My sister and her family, they go there all the time. They have just scored this massive deal with Kroger. They're going to be across 40 states in 1,200 Kroger stores, bringing all their Neapolitan-style pizzas Damn. To the Kroger family. The first order placed from Kroger, $1 million. So the company has had to increase their production down in Soto, and they're making over 10,000 fresh items daily. Pizza, gnocchi, pastas, salads, all that good stuff.
The Green Goddess Salad at QFC, Tutabella. Best
really?
Salad I've ever had. We buy it probably once a week.
It's called the Green Goddess?
I believe so.
No, I think we get that one.
It is so good.
And it is really good. It's almost as good as a Kia minivan.
What if you ate it in your Kia minivan?
Oh, let's go.
Might be too much.
You know, and I also am speaking of local places. That, I don't know if they're going national, but Molly Moon's, the ice cream place, I saw in stores that they now sell pints of it.
Awesome.
So I'm like, that's freaking pretty cool. It's always cool when you see like a Seattle local, mom and pop. But, you know, at one point we're a mom and pop type shop turn out to now go national like Tutabella and
For sure.
Molly Moon's as well. Hey, speaking of local. Soundgarden. I heard they're from the 206.
Are they?
They're going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Kim Thayil, the guitarist of Soundgarden, just confirmed that the band still intends to complete and release that final record that they were working on before Chris Cornell left us. And they've had some legal battles with Chris's widow and some delays as well. But Kim did say that this is going to be a tribute and a gift to all the fans. So I don't know when it's going to be coming out, but that's exciting as a Soundgarden fan to be able to hear what they were working on. Before, obviously, everything was just shut down.
Absolutely. U.S. News and World Report put together a list of the best states to live in. Number one, Utah. Okay. New Hampshire is number two. Idaho is number three. Washington, we did make the top 10.
Let's go.
Number 10. We are being praised for our natural beauty and economic opportunities, but we ranked a little bit lower in affordability. No shocker there. And access to those opportunities.
I mean, when you throw in the affordability, I don't know why we're even in the top 20.
No.
Oh, you got a text at 206-803-ROCK talking about minivans.
Yes.
Somebody said you need to check out the Trailblazer. That's a sweet soccer mom vehicle. Another person, don't worry, Taryn. You'll be one of those hot-ass soccer moms in your minivan. But, Steve, you'll still be a dork. LOL, love you guys. Okay, at least I'm staying on brand.
I'm just glad that we're getting some people hyping us up as new minivan people.
I can't afford a minivan.
I can't either. Someday, Steve, we're going to trade in our Sportages. We're going to upgrade to the Carnival. We're going to be minivan people.
So is that the pack now that we forever have to get the same vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. I'm all right with that. Hey, as far as weather, in the high of 61 degrees. Now, if you had a minivan, perfect minivan driving weather.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be sunny. The DMB is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, our buddy Danny V went to an event that was totally sold out and apparently very popular, but Migs and I had never even heard of it.
No.
So what was this thing he attended? We're going to tell you at 6:20.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Last night, our pal Danny V went to the Paramount to see Six, and it was sold out on opening night. Steve, you and I had never heard of this thing.
No, not until Danny mentioned it. I was like, I don't know what the hell you... I thought he was going to see the side character from Blossom.
So if you also don't know what Six is, this is the King 5 News report on the popular musical.
Listen up, let me tell you a story.
People have an idea of what the wives of Henry VIII are like. People have an idea of who Anne Boleyn was. Maybe they've heard of Jane Seymour, but they're coming to our show.
I'm not coming to that. So is this just Hamilton, just a different topic of history?
No!
Okay. Wow.
And they're seeing everything in a completely new way. They're seeing it with really, really exciting music. And you're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to feel everything. And you're just going to leave feeling so empowered and excited about what just happened on stage.
All right, Danny, did you laugh? Did you cry? Did you feel empowered?
All of the above.
Oh, really?
All of the above. And actually not me feeling empowered. I felt empowered for all the women in the audience.
Yeah, what's up, ladies?
Yeah. Oh, my God, guys. It was so good.
I decided to pull up a little YouTube clip and kind of watch the trailer. It did look really cool.
I have to admit, I watched a little bit of it. I was like, so it's historical content.
Yes.
But clearly done in a very contemporary way.
Contemporary way. It's
almost futuristic, too, when you watch the videos. Like, it's kind of trippy.
It's a full-on pop concert that you're going to when you see this. They have a live band on stage. They play all the music, and then the girls just sing. And they tell their stories of the different wives. And it's built in a way where it's like almost like a competition and between the girls and the queens. And they... you know, tell the story of the history.
So they're all the ex-wives of Henry VIII?
Yes.
Nice.
And it's, yeah.
And nice.
Oh, my God. It was, the music's amazing. The show's amazing. Their voices. I was just like, and I didn't even know about this, too, to be fair. I had no idea about Six the Musical. It's been around for a while, apparently.
Apparently, it was here a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's been, but I didn't know about it. But my daughter... the musical connoisseur these days.
The trendsetter.
Yeah, she has been teaching
me
all about...
the taste maker.
She is.
I've always liked musicals, right? Like, ever since I was a kid. But, like, you know, I kind of not necessarily have been paying attention to all the newer ones that have come out. And since Lily's gotten into musicals from a couple of years ago, she's just been like, Dad, have you heard of Hamilton? Have you heard of Six? And she makes me listen to the songs in the car. So I knew the whole story just by listening to him. And I was like, man, this is kind of good. And then now I just want to go see him again.
Well, I checked with Lily to see what she thought of it, and she said this.
Well, it's dumb.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She was so angry at me that she was not here in Seattle last night to go see it.
That would have been great timing because I know she's coming soon.
Yes.
I mean, talk about awesome time. Because what is it? How long is it here for? Like a week?
One week. One week only at Paramount.
And it was sold out last night on a weeknight.
Yes, for opening night. And I have never seen that many people at Paramount. Like the line went around Paramount and people were so excited for it.
Is there anything that you've gotten into? Because that's cool. Like, I think that's awesome that, like, you found something that you can, like, enjoy that your kid enjoys. Yeah. I mean, I think about when I was a kid, I was trying so hard to get my dad to like the music I liked. One time he was like, okay, you could get to play what you want to play in the car. And I pulled out Metallica's Ride the Lightning. Mind you, my dad's, like, into, like, Neil Sedaka and, like, Frank Sinatra. Sure. And he would listen to Easy Listening in the car, CD 101.9. And I put in Metallica's Ride the Lightning. And he's like, these guys are talented, but take this crap off. But I wanted nothing more than to have like that bonding thing with my dad.
Well, and it's usually the opposite way. Like, you usually want your kids to be into something that you're into. Like, I wanted Lily to be in The Offspring, Simple Plan, Good Charlotte. And she never...
That's not going
to
happen.
Never was. But now it's funny to me that it was like ironic that it's like, no, she got me into something that I haven't really been into recently.
To the point where you went without her.
Yes.
Yeah. What about you, Taryn?
I mean, I wouldn't say that he necessarily got me into construction vehicles. Now I'm like a construction vehicle connoisseur, but I know,
heard you flash all the construction workers now on your way into work.
I know more about bought construction vehicles now than I ever have. And I kind of get excited. And like Barrett used to always correct me. I'd say, oh, cool, look at that backhoe. And he's like, Mom, that's an excavator, you idiot. And now it's,
no, I hear I'm talking about John's wife who's right next to it.
But now it's like, I hear someone say, oh, look, that's a skid steer. And I'm like, well, actually, that's a compact track loader because you see it has crawler tracks instead of wheels. So it's actually not a skid steer. So see, now I'm the dork.
It's cute when a 5-year-old corrects you. It's not cute when a 40-year-old corrects you.
What is it for you with Miss Tatum?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Heroes in a Hash. I now know who they are. I used to like it, but not like I wasn't. Like, it wasn't my favorite of all the cartoons. But, man, I'm enjoying watching it with her because it's not Paw Patrol.
Yeah, you know graduated what I mean? From
it's,
that.
It's a little more fun for me as an adult, and I've been enjoying watching it and just seeing how excited she is about the show.
Well, let's take this to the Rockaholics. What did you learn to love from your kid? Or what did you get your parents into when you were young? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
We want to know, what did you learn to love from your kid? Or what is something your kid got you into? 206-803-ROCK. Or what did you get your parents into back in the day? Call now, 206-803-ROCK. We will take those calls after Smashing Pumpkins.
Well, it's dumb.
What did you learn to love from your kid? What is something your kid was responsible for getting you into? Or maybe you got your parents into something when you were little. 206-803-ROCK. Now, old man Kenny got his mom into something.
Whoa!
A little bit wild for somebody a little bit older.
I just saw it on the screen. I'm very excited to hear about this one.
We're going
to
chat with him in just a minute. But first, Juan from Maple Valley. What did you get your kid into, or what did you get your parents into?
No, my boy got me into bull riding.
Bull riding?
Yeah, he started bull riding when he was 10.
Did he, before doing the bull riding, did he do the thing with, like, where you ride sheeps?
Yeah.
Mutton busting.
At the fair.
Yes.
Mutton busting, yeah. that just came from him. I'm a city boy.
So.
He likes the country. He likes the animals, all that.
So, Juan, like, did he get you into bull riding as a spectator, or have you actually been bull riding?
Oh, no, I'm not getting on top of one of those things.
No, man. Juan, you're not crazy like that. I agree. I just love that he saw the mutton busting.
Yeah.
He's like, Dad, I want to do that. I remember the first time I saw that at the fair. I had no idea what that was. And I'm like, what is happening right now?
No, put a helmet on that kid. Get them some protection. Yes. It is very stressful. 206-803-ROCK. Old man Kenny, what did you get your mom into?
Good morning, guys. I actually have two stories, and these are gospel. In 1980, I was 20. My mom was 50. I played on my brother-in-law's baseball team. Had a couple buddies on the team. And my sister, mom, they'd go out. And after the game one night, mom's always let me smoke weed upstairs. You just keep that stuff upstairs. Anyways, we're partying, drinking beer. She is sitting on my buddy's lap and hit a bong with us.
What?
Yep. Okay, now flash forward. Flash forward to 1985. We're taking care of my wife's mom, who was 78, in Algona. I'm 35 and just had a neck fusion, right?
Okay.
So she kind of comes down the hall checking on me a couple days. I'm still in my neck brace and all that. And at 78 years old, she knew we smoked down there. She smoked a bowl with me, dude. She smoked a bowl with me at 78. Her brother he didn't believe it till the day he passed, but I know he knows now.
Okay, Kenny, I have to go back to the first time where she was sitting on your buddy's lap. Did your buddy invite her to sit on his lap, or did she just, like, post up and said, give me a hit from that bong?
She was having fun, you know? I mean, hanging out with the Utes, bringing back her golden days or whatever. I mean, mom's was fun.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a great story. Hello, fellow kids. Can I smoke some of that marijuana with you?
I see you don't have a seat. May I borrow your lap? 206-803-ROCK. Brett from Tacoma, what did you learn to love from your kid, or what did you get your parents into when you were a kid?
Hello, good morning. So when I was a kid, I used to draw a lot, and I was into, like, more of the cartoons kind of scene. And I'm kind of the youngest. I'm only 27. But I watched Pokemon when I was a kid, and my mom, she wasn't really into these cartoons and stuff. So I kind of started watching these shows with her when I was a kid. And now as we got older, I started watching anime, which is Japanese cartoons, and now she watches like these types of genres from Japanese to Chinese dramas and to Korean dramas. So I pretty much put her into that position, and now my whole family kind of fell into that place.
Wow. So, Brett, do you guys do the Pokemon Go thing too?
I was in the time when Pokemon Go was a big thing back in 2020, when everyone was like going to various different places and where people actually took like whatever team you were to heart.
Oh, wow.
Honestly,
up until like recently, I didn't know anything about Pokemon and any of that crap. Like, I was just like, what the hell is that? But Tatum recently is now into Pikachu.
Oh, yeah.
And it starts drawing. And that's what I'm saying. I love that, like, because she loves to draw. Now, mind you, when I was a kid, I loved to draw as well. And so she's drawing Pikachu, and then she drew it. She's like, oh, that's the Pokemon. I didn't realize the Pokemon's like the circle thing.
That's like the little shell.
That's
thing?
A Pokeball.
Oh,
that's what they. That's
You're
what
so
they.
Dumb,
that's what
Steve.
They live in.
Oh, that's my daughter's fault. She clearly doesn't know Pokemon. She's a poser, a Pokemon poser.
206-803 Rock. Justin from Roy. What did you get your parent into?
Hey, good morning. So when I was young, my dad was in and out of jail a lot. He had a 5-year stint. He got out when I was 10. He was turning his life around. He was really into like Christian music and was trying to set himself straight. But I had asked him for the latest Disturbed album, 10,000 Fists, had just come out.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, we can't listen to that. That's demonic and devil music. And I was like, Dad, you don't understand. You just got to try it. So he finally caved and got it for me and turned him around, complete 180, total metalhead now.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. And I'm sad to hear about the plot twist after he heard. He decided to get back into a life of crime. No, I'm kidding.
No. We have a great relationship. He turned it around, but yeah, told him I had.
So did you guys
see my first Megadeth concert? It was fantastic.
Nice.
Did you guys happen to go to Disturbed then?
No, I have seen Disturbed, but we didn't. We never got a chance to go together.
I was gonna say they were just here a couple days ago. That would have been awesome if you guys.
School nights
to
are tough.
Yes. I think we know that all too well.
We do.
The Daily Mix Show.
Is there anyone out there that would like to try to take down Steve Miggs this morning? He has a record of 137 wins, 55 losses, and 35 ties in 2025, and he's very arrogant. 206-803-ROCK.
Wow.
We will play Beat Miggs at 650. Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.